Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter at @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page at BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
It's Sunday, February 3rd. You are listening to A Moment with Maniac. Let's get it started.
So, guys, we did it.
And his name is John C.
Okay, guys, welcome to episode 2 of this now official bi-weekly podcast, A Moment with Maniac. I'm not going to spend too much time talking here because for the first time we actually have a guest on the show. Yes, first time in 2 episodes. Amazing, isn't it? 50% of the time. So, the one thing I will say is, I hate snow. It's back. What a pain in the ass. As we're recording this, Friday the 1st, I have to have been outside already twice shoveling. That's just the worst. So, I'm not going to talk too much more, so let's get right into the over hour-long, not really even interview. It's a concept I came up with a few months back that's based on Joe Rogan's Fight Companion-style talk, where they talk over and talk about a MMA, UFC, whatever pay-per-view. So I want to do the same thing. Originally, it was supposed to be the entire TakeOver podcast. Supposed to have a few people on. I ended up getting sick that weekend, which I'm sure you can still hear. My voice has kind of come and gone a few times since then. And yeah, it's been kind of a pain in the ass, but, you know, fighting through it. But I managed to feel well enough so that way at the during the Men's Royal Rumble, basically the main event of the Royal Rumble, I was able to actually sit down with my wife, Mrs. Maniac, and we just did the first ever Maniac's pay-per-view podcast party. So we'll throw it on here, and let's see how you like it.
The following advertisement is sponsored by Beercade YEG.
Hello, you are listening to a commercial for the podcast Over the Top Rope,
the flagship podcast of the Wind Column Sports Network,
as well as a proud member of Backbreaker Media.
Again, this podcast is sponsored by Beercade YEG.
You can find us pretty well anywhere that podcasts are played, including on the iTunes,
Podbean,
the Google Play,
SoundCloud,
and on windcolumnsports.ca for all your previews,
reviews,
and breaking news from the world of professional wrestling. Tune in every Friday on Backbreaker Media, a member of Wind Column Sports.
Okay, here we go. This is the first ever Maniac podcast, or Maniac pay-per-view podcast party. Look at that. I'm already screwing up and we're like 10 seconds in. Perfect. Let me introduce my incredibly beautiful co-partner for this. It's Mrs. Maniac.
Hello, everyone.
There we go. First off, I want to say we picked the wrong Rumble.
Yeah, we should have really done this with the ladies one.
Yeah, you were on fire with the ladies one.
Yeah, so were the ladies.
Yes, they absolutely killed it. This is going to be a tough one for the guys to beat the girls out.
The ladies brought it this year.
Absolutely. It was fantastic. I was very impressed, very happy with both the outcome and the overall match itself. The quality was 100 times better. So anyways, if you're tuning in now, the match is just starting. They are announcing, I believe, the first couple competitors and the rules of the match. Sounds like Elias, the first one. Oh, you know what? Start off with Elias. Let him do his singing and dancing thing. Although, not so much dancing.
Hello, I am Elias.
What do you think the odds are that he's actually going to win?
None.
You don't think at all?
None.
None whatsoever?
I think the odds we should be talking about are what are the odds that someone's going to smash his guitar over him.
Okay, so...
higher. 50-50 at least on that.
Okay, so either it will or it won't. That's fair enough. He does seem confident.
Yes, he does.
Walk with Elias?
Solid.
He does have good crowd work, I will say that. Yeah. What do you think? Is he a face now? Just based on that?
It depends on where he is.
I don't know. Lately, he's been getting that kind of response all over, though.
Yeah, until he starts singing and cutting them down.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
I think it's like one of those things. Like, you go to a stand-up comedian because you like the guy, and then you get all offended when they, like, start smack-talking your hometown. But you like to go because it's kind of like a punching bag thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Sucker for punishment.
Yeah.
Also, I do like the fact that we've had several different iterations of the announce team tonight. Like, for this match, we have Jerry the King Lawler and JBL. That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. We've only seemed to be seeing that at WrestleMania lately. And Corey Graves was right. It definitely does have that WrestleMania vibe in that big of a space tonight, which you do kind of worry, right in the dome. Baseball Diamond's kind of a, you know, not a very traditional wrestling venue, right? You got your first row of seats are quite removed from the ring, but it still seems loud.
No, and the crowd's been really receptive for it as well, and I think, if anything, it's New Japan with their Tokyo Dome show every year for Wrestle Kingdom has proven that these dome shows can be done, and I bet you going forward, not only are they going to, you know, as they have continued with giant football stadiums for WrestleMania, they might start doing this for the Rumble every year, because they have, I think, real close to 50,000 people.
Yeah, it was 49.
Yeah, which is like a good 20,000 more than what they normally get in arenas.
Oh.
Okay, so competitor number two.
Oh, big interruption.
Okay, which is Jeff Jarrett. Well, there's the first surprise of the night. Fantastic. WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett comes in at number two.
Look at
I am
guy.
Stoked for that. That's good. That's fun stuff. And he looks good too.
Not sure about that outfit choice though.
Oh, that outfit choice? That's man. Ooh. Well, it's, you know, he's basically dressed as, you know, as if you know, you're wrestling at 8 and then you have a gay pride parade at 9. It's flamboyant.
I'm feeling
I love it.
Like a Magic Mike on Broadway feel with this.
Oh, because of all the silver and exposed nipplage.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Nash is in the movie. Why can't Jeff Jarrett play that role on Broadway?
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. As he prepares to do his signature strut. Oh, and he gets it.
Oh, the hat's flashing. The hat is flashing. I missed that the first time through.
That's awesome. You know what?
Oh, boy.
Elias versus Jarrett? I like that. That's a good start. It's a shock because there's what? I think you said 11 male competitors. We don't know who's going to be in.
11, yeah.
Yeah. Double J here.
Double J. And he's got safety glasses on just in case, you know, he needs to help take the ring down later. Earn his pay for the night. Little ring crew duties for him later.
Little ring crew for the Hall of Famer. That's quite the choker on the top of that that ring gear, though.
It's a little bit of Natalya with that touch of Magic Mike. It's an interesting
it's
look.
It's slightly dominatrix with a hint of, showmanship.
Oi. Oi.
I get interrupted almost all the time.
Well, at least, you know, real respects real, I guess. So as we talked about earlier off the podcast, the way I've always done the Rumble is you pick a favorite to win, you pick a dark horse you think is going to win, that's obviously not your favorite, and you pick a surprise entrant. Not necessarily someone who's going to win, but someone that's not advertised you think is going to be a surprise. And then what we've added this year is the number you think that is going to win. Like, whoever comes out at that number will win it. So this year...
Oh my gosh.
No, they're doing a duet, potentially?
A duet.
I like it. But real quick, we have, for myself, I chose Rollins to win, McIntyre as a dark horse, surprise entrant, KO, which I think he'll return tonight, which would be awesome.
That would just be amazing.
And then I said, whoever comes out at number 17 is going to win it. And then for yourself, Mrs. Maniac, who did you pick?
I don't remember. That was like 7 hours ago.
Yeah, it was basically at the start of the Rumble. It was around 3 p.m. It was at 3 p.m., and then we ended up pausing for a while to take care of the puppies and whatnot. So you chose Strowman to win, Rollins as a dark horse, and Velveteen Dream
yes.
as your surprise.
Yes.
And whoever to come out at number 21 to win it.
Yeah.
So
no good diva ever pitches a hissy fit like the Dream did this week without a reason, so...
Well,
he's nothing but calculated, that guy.
Yeah, you are right. Yeah, although, I mean, we're talking about divas and hissy fits. Alicia Fox threw one in the Rumble that was definitely the low point of that female's Rumble. But
I don't want to go back to that hat thing.
Oh, yeah. I actually...
No, we don't.
I kind of do want to hear a duet. I want to hear Elias do the guitar to Jarrett's old song, which... I think that'd be kind of funny. And then even have Elias turn on Jarrett. Why not?
And hit him with the guitar.
Why not?
Or Jarrett rip the guitar from Elias's hand.
Yeah. To get this Royal Rumble started, a very special, one-time-only duet. I like it. And look, the crowd's super into it, too.
Don't duet.
Very good. Very good. He's going to say the name again. He's going to cut him off, attack him. Double R, E, double... Oh, E, punch in the teeth. There it is. Start the Rumble. Front. There it is. Bell just rang. If anyone's listening and following along, which I hope eventually we'll get to the point where we have like a big old group doing this and then play it later on. Maybe one day do it live. I don't know. But anyways.
I hear that YouTube thing is pretty cool.
Yeah, the YouTube thing. That thing. Maybe do a YouTube Live or Facebook Live or something along those lines. It's my original idea to do this for a podcast. And I figure if I just do it as an occasional segment or an occasional, show. What do you think the odds are? Like, do you think he gets eliminated before or after the third competitor comes in?
He being
Jarrett. Because I can't see him staying in super long.
Oh, no. I feel like 10 minutes max, like he's going to be blown up, gassed.
I mean, hell, I'm already gassed just by that entrance and whatnot.
It's quite the distance.
I'm wondering for bigger guys if they're going to get one of those riding ones like they had a couple years ago.
Like wasn't a golf cart they rode on. What the heck?
No,
it was
a golf cart-esque, kind of like, yeah. Almost a gator or something or other.
See? Told you. Guitar.
Oh, here comes the guitar.
Wrong guy, though. I wasn't.
No, you don't know that yet. He hasn't hit him. Oh, now he hit him. So there's
Goodbye, guitar.
Goodbye, guitar. And out. And there he goes.
And there he goes.
And J-E-double-F is O-U-double-T.
Out of here.
Yes, H-E-R-E.
Good timing, too.
5, 4, 3.
No awkward having to stand in the ring for 30 seconds.
No, it's good.
For the next competitor.
Ooh, Nakamura. Hey. He wasn't pictured in this earlier.
Interesting.
The recent re-championed Shinsuke Nakamura.
Still rocking
United States of Nakamura.
Still rocking his Eddie Murphy-esque outfit from earlier.
Yeah, his Delirious-inspired green gear. Man, I should just turn this on. This has like 66 hours of room on here. We should just turn it on and have the whole thing done. That would have been good. I am surprised that they actually did the change earlier tonight. That's a little surprising. I thought Rusev would have had it for a little bit longer than what he did. But again, this time of year, anything can happen, and I'm willing to let, you know, kind of go where it goes and watch what happens. I'm not going to be one of those skeptical people that just, oh, it's wrong. They did it wrong. This time of year, I'm willing to let things go, see what happens.
We've got 10 weeks to fix it.
Exactly. You have 10 weeks to
days,
fix it.
70 days.
Not that we're counting. And I also I want to throw out a big shout out to all the commentary tonight. Not only has it been across the board just top notch, but the Women's Royal Rumble that had both Beth Phoenix and Renee Young, there were some absolute gems thrown
just
out tonight.
Some zingers.
Yes.
Zingers. I think my personal favorite was Renee and with the "and she just ate a shoe" comment.
Yes, that was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Oh, is he gone already? Oh, no. Nakamura over the top rope as we count down to number four. He's tenacious.
Here we go.
And number four. Kurt Angle. All right, all right. Not a fan?
No.
Why not?
No.
Do you want him to come out with the milk truck and spray everyone down first?
Well...
As the crowd chants out their loving displeasure of the man. German!
I just feel like with as much talent as you've got across the board on two brands, plus NXT and NXT UK...
You just think you could be better suited with someone else?
We've had lots of Angle lately.
We've had... Angle's had his angles.
Maybe something will come of this, but I'm not...
Well, I figure it's... You know, every year, for the men's especially... They've always had a couple, what do you call it, nostalgia characters come back briefly, Jarrett being one of them. I mean, Angle technically still employed there. He's got a contract, so this is a good way to use him, but kind of protect him. That's just my thought anyways, but...
It's underwhelming.
Fair enough.
That's the
I
way
mean,
to
fair,
describe
fair
it.
Enough. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone expects him to actually win. Again, if they did, I'd be shocked from right field that I wouldn't expect. Get it, right field, where we are? Is it just me, or does it seem to be these are going faster?
Well, I felt like this was how the ladies' match was, too, till they got to about 7, and then it actually felt like 90 seconds in between.
Oh,
which one? It's going to be Biggie.
Yeah, I'm going to say Biggie. He's sour. And I don't care what anybody else says, I still enjoy this gimmick. I still enjoy Pancake Power. I enjoy the breakfast stuff.
They've done a great job. Like, they've taken it from, you know, the Bootios and the giant Cheerio box and all that stuff.
I love the logo that's put on the TV screen. That's hilarious. But yeah, it's...
Oh, and we're pulling pancakes out of our junk area.
Pancakes out of panties. Pancakes from panties. The Big E story.
Junk cakes.
Oh, that doesn't have a ring to it. Don't think I'd buy those.
However, since we watched that commercial earlier, now I want to eat those golden crisps or golden, whatever the heck.
Can't get enough of that golden crisp. Which I always thought they were sugar crisp. Maybe it's a different brand of sugar crisp. I don't know.
No,
I haven't eaten that kind of stuff in years.
Someone someplace was probably offended by the fact there was sugar in the title.
Even though they're literally made of sugar.
They're trying to trick parents into thinking they're healthy. Golden makes you think of corn and healthy and sunshine things.
Yeah, like Golden Grahams.
Meanwhile, you're wondering why your kids are running laps in the backyard screaming at the top of their lungs an hour after they eat it.
And also have diabetes and are missing a leg. Mm. No, don't do this to Asian Eddie Murphy. You leave Delirious alone. Oh, here comes...
Bad hair, though, man.
Oh, the Olympic Slam on Big E.
Ooh,
you know, yeah, I'll say that. Angle taking that ring post there, that's, he took that hard. He doesn't go half-assed on anything.
And...
I honestly think...
Weird hand flick thing from...
Weird hand flick knee to this chest. And goodbye, Angle. And probably one of the safest drops off the apron of all time.
I'd say that was safer than 80% of the women.
Yeah, some of the women took some pretty hard bumps. Which...
Training staff's going to be earning their keep tonight. Those girls were not messing around.
Gargano!
I told you.
You were right.
I told you.
You were right. The new North American champion.
Told you.
Oh, same gear. Same gear, everything. That's awesome. That makes me happy. I can't see him moving up full time because, you know, he is the North American champion currently, but the fact that they have him on here, I like that. Now, my question, I just thought of, I don't know why I thought of it. He throws his little
vest
to the side. If you were right there, would you try and pick it up and keep it?
No, guaranteed there's a security guard there clearing up that stuff.
Fair enough.
So that, I mean, gear's not cheap. It's not like it's just a t-shirt or a pair of sunglasses like Sasha chucks to the side, right? Like,
yeah. That big E, that DDT they just tried, it looked kind of awkward. It looks like there was unplanned.
Oh.
Nah, he's not done yet. Johnny Wrestling just got there. Johnny Takeover. Johnny Rumble now.
His wife Candice holding her own tonight in the ladies.
Big ol' spear.
Ladies Rumble as well.
Yeah, I wish we were doing that one just because the high-pitched schoolgirl squeal you let out when she came in. That was awesome. But I got to say, I kind of let one of my own out at the same time, so I really can't say much. And what number are we at now?
I have no idea, but I have noticed. Oh, a counting guy. I thought counting.
Counting. In the middle of the screen, in the first row, counting guy.
Two to the left of the lady in the
Jinder Mahal. Number 7.
And with the sidekicks, are they going to come to the ring?
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad they're both back, which I can't remember which one was injured, but I'm glad to see him back.
I think they add which one is which.
I can tell, I just can't remember their names. I can't remember which name goes for who. It's Sunil and Sunar. I'm not good with the names. I'm terrible with names.
So really, but you can't tell the difference between them.
I can tell the looks. I know they're all good old Canadian boys.
Touché. Yeah, first real hardcore Canadian content here tonight other than...
Well, we had Natalia. We had... what else did we have? Well, I guess... he's gone already!
When you don't have KO and you don't have Sami Zayn and Jericho's...
AEW. As Johnny Rumble just took out... Jinder Mahal. And now the Singh brothers are in and...
really think they understand how this works.
Well, one of the Singh brothers got eliminated and...
Well, but...
even though he's not involved.
You have to be in. That's quite the shirt we
That
got
is
on.
Bedazzled. Oh! Oh, he just had panty pancakes shoved in his mouth. Like underwear pancakes. Underwear pancakes, that works, yeah. And then I don't know if I want to bump in that after the fact. With all the panty pancakes in the ring. Panty cakes.
Someone please sweep that up.
All right, it looks like a 3-on-1. Here comes number 8 with... Five
just
seconds.
Casually reach it in there, trying to grab.
Remove those panty cakes. Samoa Joe.
Here you go.
I feel like he's built for these kind of things. Comes in just
eight.
Just a big old ball of hatred.
Hatred at eight.
Eight. Hated eight. He hate eight. And the
crowd is loving him.
Responding well. throws his towel. That's good.
Well, somebody needs to clean up the pancakes. Hey, the pancakes, that is the magic of WWE.
You know what? Say what you want.
The
they're
angles and all of that stuff.
Which
they got, they're like the captains of like misdirection. They got you looking here, watching Joe come down. Boom. Pancakes gone.
Yeah, right. They are good at what they do, I'll give them that. Hence why
And I would just like to ask the question.
What's this?
How long do we think Hornswoggle was under
the ring?
The ring
the entire time. Which, by the way, welcome back, Hornswoggle, apparently. But I don't know if that's a one-off or if that's a... Oh, Big E is gone.
Whoa.
Eliminated Bam. Almost to the first row by Samoa Joe.
Bam.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if... I would assume Hornswoggle, that's kind of his home is under the ring. I don't know if they're bringing him back full time or if that's just
a
one off.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. I was really hoping they were
got rid of Selena Vega. That was
classic heel move for her. I was hoping for something a little different. Did not expect that at all. Oh. Oh,
Kurt Hawkins at number 9.
Everybody's Playfair.
As they point out that he's on a 256 match losing streak, which, you know what? Keep it going. Get to 300. You've earned it.
Dynamite ref, though.
He did a fantastic job as a referee. Fantastic, and he jumps out of the ring. Smart move.
Middle ropes. Yep, here we go. Repping some Oilers colors. I'm okay with that.
He's actually an Islander fan.
Well, so. Whatever.
I mean, Everly. Yeah, either way, it's Everly. The old punch and run. The hit and run.
That would be my Rumbles like strategy.
I have actually done that before. Get in, punch, and leave. It's a tried and true method. I have won 0-0 Battle Royals and Rumbles, but hey, it's funny. And there's a big Kurt Hawkins cheer. I think that's hilarious.
That's fab. Oh no.
And he's out cold.
Oh no.
Coquita clutch and he's out cold.
Night night, Kurt Hawkins. Good try, buddy.
And he rolls out underneath the rope, so I mean, hey, he's still technically in.
Probably wondering where he is. Oh,
and he's going under.
Pulling a Selena Vega.
Going to look for Hornswoggle. Good call.
Leprechauns, pot of gold. Who needs to win if you find a pot of gold?
Well, exactly. It's all about the paydays. As number 10 comes out, Seth Rollins.
One of my picks.
My overall favorite winner. Excellent. Comes in at number 10. I mean, it can be done, but that's an uphill battle.
He's fighting. And I'd also just like to say you were also wrong.
What's that?
Who did you say 10 was going to be?
Oh, that is criminal. Uh-huh. That is criminal. I think he always, no matter what, should always, he being
Ty Dillinger,
should always come in at number 10. It's just, even if he gets attacked, it's just, that makes sense. I mean, I guess people come to expect it, but I don't know. Ooh, you know what? Here's a match I'd like to see. Gargano versus Rollins. Oof, that would be...
2 years.
They could do some good work.
2 years, I'm thinking.
I could see next year or later this year, like say like September. I could see it. I could also see Gargano going right to 205 Live as well. I like Seth Rollins' gear. It's blue with a little bit of orange. Looks like a lot of people are throwing out.
Oh yeah!
You know what? That was a different elimination.
Different.
As Seth Rollins eliminates Elias and then gives the, well, I guess so, to the crowd.
My bad.
That was different. Having him hold onto the outside of the ring post.
Currently five active.
As number 11 comes out in 4-3.
Four in the ring and one underneath. Oh.
Is he going to make the ring? What are the over-unders for him making the ring going under?
How are we going to...
Titus World Slide.
Everyone's waiting for it.
As he does the cross your heart thing.
Gives himself a little...
Goes for a little run.
Little pep talk. He makes the corner. Corner is made. And he stops.
And he cheers.
But look who's peeking.
And now he's actually going under the ring. He has a reason to.
Okay, so the count is...
I like the fact he can poke fun at himself. That's good.
Four people in the ring.
Two under.
Oh, out comes Kurt.
Now everyone's in the ring.
And
Titus is out! Oh, Kurt's finally gone. And goodbye, Kurt.
Oh,
he hit his head hard on the floor there. But
Joe is like Captain No Fun Zone.
I like it. I've always loved Joe.
When Joe was around.
I always love when Joe does that kind of stuff.
We got some teamwork here. Shinsuke, I feel like Shinsuke is gonna come rain on this party. Yeah.
Oh, of course he is. And here comes number 12. It doesn't feel like 90 seconds. It feels faster. It's like the video game. We barely get someone out.
We should time them and see if they're actually true to the...
Oh, another new day. Kofi. Now, what is he going to do this year to stave off elimination?
Well, Naomi.
Naomi and Kat, your Kisi Katzarno, both of them had phenomenal saves on them for themselves.
I'm going to say I was a little underwhelmed by Naomi's. Not going to lie. Felt like it was pretty similar to last year. I hold my girl. I mean, I picked her as my dark horse. Holding her to a more creative standard. But Kisi. But,
climbing out the outside of the ring post, was impressive.
Loved it.
Well, I mean, let's see.
Stand up over there, top notch.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Over the years, Kofi Kingston's used the chair. He's been on the barricade.
Maybe we'll see Hornswoggle back. Wheelbarrow back over there.
That'd be kind of funny.
Leprechaun wheelbarrow.
Last year, he actually used Xavier Woods. He stood on him instead. I say, although it seems like a running thing where he always stays off elimination, I always enjoy it. It's always something to watch.
And the crowd likes it. You're not the only one that feels like that.
Oh, for sure.
Big guy?
There's always a couple.
Oh, here we go.
Six
here we go.
Is number, what, 13? I've already lost count.
That's why you're not an accountant.
Is he right? Mustafa Ali. Awesome. I know he was named, but I like this. I could actually see him doing some sort of stay-off elimination. I like the fact he's getting some play now on SmackDown.
I'm not going to lie. I got to do a better job keeping up on the 205 guys' music.
Well, I mean, nice, good. X-Factor. Smooth. Very smooth in the ring.
His pants have a little bit of like a... like Star Wars Stormtrooper vibe?
Actually, yeah, you could say that for sure.
I'm liking that. It's interesting.
It's different.
I mean, about 60% of the reason why I watch wrestling is to critique their outfits.
Oh, as he taunts Shinsuke with his own taunts.
And hoya!
And a kick to the head. Oh, good. And eliminates Shinsuke.
Solid. You go. Oh, no. Pay attention. Don't get eliminated now.
And here comes Joe.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Here, I'm gonna, yeah. Oh, no. It's Johnny Gargano. And a kick. Oh, miss. Good stuff.
Double.
Good DDT. Woo. Oh.
Kofi and Seth seem to be having a good little spat over there in the corner.
Who is this?
Oh, Dean. It's his new...
I like it. I haven't watched much. Was it almost like air raid siren?
Dean is looking...
jacked.
Renee.
Atta girl. Get you some. The weird-ass haircut like the young John Cena.
I like it.
I don't know. Maybe. But the fact he's wearing, like, jeans and he has, like, the...
No, he's going for that G.I. Joe kind of...
I was going to say a punk rocker look airy. More like, but yeah.
Oh, here it comes.
Kofi Kingston starting to do his thing.
Does he only have one... he's got to hold him on the bottom. I thought he was only holding on with that one arm.
Just one.
Just one.
He's holding on.
We're rolling
with feet on the... You know what? That's different. Yep. Every year he manages to do something different. Good for him.
Raising the bar.
Well, they want to be fighting the bar, but... Go, good DDT. That haircut, though, it looks strange.
Says the guy with no hair.
Well, yeah, I have no hair, so I know what good hair looks like.
You know,
for me, there goes Gargano.
I was hoping if we see Ricochet a little bit later. Dang it.
I was saying, you know, for a guy who invited you on to the podcast in episode 2, you're throwing a lot of shade my way. Which, I mean, as a married couple, that's what you tend to do, right?
That's what you signed up for.
I guess so. I guess that's true. Number, 15 now? 14? 15. No way, Jose. Yeah. I haven't seen him at all. Hot minute.
Yes.
And we do. We have a big old parade. I bet you he might use them to catch him.
Isn't that what he did last year?
Okay. I know Adam Cole.
She
or
didn't
Adam.
Think Shirt's not paying attention here. She could have brought that whole train down.
So I know that they was it. What's his name? Adam Rose did that one year.
Oh yes. I remember you showed me that.
Which I like him. I actually
okay,
see
what
it on the
going
side
on here. We got people up on the ropes. We got train going on.
Jose there's Left Shark. And he's eliminated. That might tie the fastest elimination of all time. Samoa
no
Joe with
way,
another elimination.
Jose.
No way, Jose, indeed. That might tie it.
That one guy looks like freaking Slater from Saved by the Bell. Look at him. Look at his
he
haircut.
He does. He does. And they just continue dancing out of there.
Happiest
which, you know what?
Ever.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what you get when you haven't seen the guy for months on TV.
I quite enjoy him.
That entire 90 seconds was his entrance and exit. That's, here comes number 16, I guess? Here's Drew McIntyre, my dark horse. And I bet you he will destroy the still in the entranceway. Oh, he is good. I enjoy him. He's got, as you said, the Scottish psychopath. He just has that air of just...
Jose is trying to calm his conga train. Trying to get Drew to move his hips. Yep.
And there was a headbutt and put him down.
Oh, no.
And he's just...
AJ Slater from Saved by the Bell taking a bump.
He's just destroying the entire conga line. Good for him.
He means business.
And there's this, a Claymore kick on both Rollins and Ambrose. And you know, this is a match I would love to see. Having Samoa Joe versus Drew McIntyre. That'd be fantastic. Oh.
One time I would just like to track a rumble. And see these tiny little battles that kind of pop up and see if you, they're like previews, little like Easter eggs of what they have planned.
I'd say,
is this a Mania preview? Are we going to see this, you know, at SummerSlam?
I bet you at some point, yeah, they kind of feel it out when people start to cheer and whatnot. That's what happened with, in a sense, with Nakamura and Styles when they locked horns there briefly at Money in the Bank a couple years ago. Number 17. And here comes right. Xavier Woods.
Who I find is the most underrated of all the New Day. I quite enjoy Mr. Xavier Woods. I don't feel like people love him enough, give him enough respect.
No, that is true.
Oh, what are we doing?
Oh. Well, that was strange.
This is wildly confusing.
So, Kofi's still alive because his second foot that didn't hit the ground earlier still hasn't hit the ground as he's rolled out over the top. So now...
some weird piggyback.
Yeah.
Wind up in a WCB plane here.
So, yeah, now Xavier Woods takes Kofi back to the... I didn't even see that happening. That was strange. But, hey, you know...
Drew, not impressed. Zero.
And there goes Woods. And there goes Kofi Kingston.
Hey, I'm feeling like this year.
So Woods might actually be tied now with the shortest record. With, that was 1 second. It's as soon as you get in the ring.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, it's, so that's, that could be a three-way tie between, Santino Morella, No Way Jose, and...
is that this?
Yeah, the snake guy. Pete Dunne! Oh, fantastic!
Also, as I call him repeatedly, Pete Dunne!
Mr. Dunne at 18. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I picked number 17 to win the whole thing.
So you're out.
So that's not going to come true because Xavier Woods is not. You picked 21, right? So you got a couple more still. You have a chance, I guess, depending on when who comes out when.
Okay.
That, you know what? That's a match right there, having Pete Dunne versus Mustafa Ali. I think that would do really well. Or versus Samoa Joe.
I'm digging the leopard print kind of looking pattern. What is that? Is it leopard print?
It kind of looks... Yeah, it's leopard print.
No. I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, it's his... Is it a bear?
I like his gear.
Yeah, it's good... It's it's the kind of gear that kind of gear that you know, you can wear. It's an all purpose. You can wear it wrestling. You can go to a swimsuit competition later on. Wear that.
In the 1920s.
No, there's no red and white striped pants with a shirt.
Oh, it looks like a bulldog. Oh no, it's a bear.
That makes sense.
Jude, is this where you get all your outfit ideas from? Jude
Dawkins stealing from Pete Dunne. You've been called out by Mrs. Vinayak. Number 19. Andrade, formerly CN Almas.
I don't like it. I like the Andrade CN Almas.
I liked it. Yeah, you're right.
Gives it a little more...
Something. A little, as the French say, je ne sais quoi.
So what, like, are they going to make Zelina drop? Is it going to be Andrade and Zelina?
Zelina Vega's short.
We could go with the A to Z thing.
Yeah.
We're good from A to Z. Maybe that's what, I don't know.
I don't know. But you know what? Andrade, his matches lately that he's had with Rey Mysterio have been fantastic. Having him versus Pete Dunne, as you call him, actually would be pretty good. What a DDT. Woohoo!
I like that we're seeing a few more superstars hanging around.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet, really. I mean,
my personal preference for Rumbles is to have about, you know, like
8 to 10
guys in the ring for a little while there. I like the chaos. I like the...
There's 7 right now, so yeah, I mean, that's a good number to consistently have in there.
Because if you're not going to have a lot of guys, just have a Fatal 4-Way, like, really.
Just a consistent running gauntlet of Fatal 4-Ways?
Yeah, our gauntlet match, right? Like, it's just...
Actually, a 30-man gauntlet match would be kind of fun. It'd be absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But that's essentially what sometimes they turn into if they...
It can be.
I like
number 20.
And it allows you to...
Apollo, formerly Cruz. There's another guy who had his last name taken away.
Jeez. Just a bunch of freaking Madonnas and shit.
Oh, I guess he does. It says Apollo Crews again. I guess he got his name back.
No, but up above the ring, it only said Apollo.
Yeah. It's strange why.
Let's check his trunks.
Might just say Titus World.
No, they're calling him Crews.
Oh, okay.
Hard to say. Maybe they were having some copyright issues and now.
Oh, I remember they took it away because there was the mass shooting and the guy's last name was Crews. Spelled differently, but. They decided to take it away, like, right
maybe
then.
Maybe it was just to be sensitive.
Yeah, that's like, possible.
That is one thing I do give WWE. They have a really great global awareness.
They do. Sometimes I personally think too global awareness, but that's just my personal opinion. Now they're talking about it. What do you think the odds are that... R-Truth comes out and does something kind of stupid.
Oh, 100%.
But what do you think it is?
I don't know. We thought for sure he was coming out at 30 for the Ladies Rumble.
Oh, I thought that would be hilarious.
That would have been Oh, here we go. Pick 21. Let's see.
This is your pick.
What are my odds
your pick.
Looking like?
Aleister Black.
Not likely to win, I don't think.
You never know.
However,
there's a rumor he might be coming up.
However, I thought he was gonna. Come on, give him the lift thing. That's his. That's
it takes
his
too
thing.
Long. That would be his whole 90 seconds.
Nah, he'd have him start him at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah, don't go 90. Go 45. It's fine. Less lift.
Or start him halfway down the ramp. That's what they would do with Taker.
He's not Taker.
And Big Show.
Well, yeah. I wonder if we will see Big Show. Oh, good.
That man, he is so flexible.
Yes, he is.
How long till we see him sit in the middle of the ring, crisscross? Crisscross applesauce, as we
see. I don't know if we will see that, to be honest. No, I don't know if we'd see that in a Rumble. Maybe. It is possible. But you know what? With the people in the match right now. Oh, Jesus! He just completely decapitated. We just witnessed a murder. That's future CTE.
Oh, Dean? I think he just... Did he catch Mustafa's leg?
I think he caught his foot, yeah.
Ow.
There are a lot of people that are in this ring.
Right. And Dean is out.
Dean is out with the black fade to black.
Watch out, Alistair.
Oh, Samoa Joe versus Aleister Black. Oh, yes.
Good counter, buddy. Good counter
to that. There are so many matches in here right now I'd love to see. Number 22 comes out. Sheldon Benjamin, another guy who has staved off elimination in the past.
I haven't really seen him too much lately, have
we? No, we haven't. But, I mean, you have so many people on the roster. It's kind of tough to put everyone in at times. Him and Apollo trading blows back and forth. I kind of miss the gold standard Sheldon Benjamin, to be honest. Back when he had gold hair and gold tights and... Skin the cat? Well, he skins the cat. And turns around. Oh, and there's his, as I call it, standard black guy finish. Which, before anyone cries racism, at one point, every person that has been of black race has used that. R-Truth uses it. Sheldon Benjamin used it. Who else? There's one other. What's his name? I think Ron Simmons at one point might have used it. Oh! Samoa Joe is gone! Eliminated by Mustafa Ali! That continues on.
Ali says, oh, no, you don't.
Ali's talking too much smack, though.
Ali better get a doorbell camera.
Yeah, talking too much.
Maybe get a little security system. We all saw what AJ went through.
Yeah, we experienced it. Number 23. Baron Corbin, former...
That must have been a stupid vest that he wears.
I like the fact he's still wearing like nice clothing. I think that's kind of funny. Just in and out and in and out. Boom. Nice clothesline. I like the fact that he's not the GM anymore. I think that was kind of like, it was good, but I think it overstayed its welcome. Especially him as a worker. He's a better worker. Especially with moves like that. And I think this is it for Ali.
Hold on, buddy. You're incorrect.
I guess... Oh, that's it for Apollo, though. Strong right hand to the mush. Okay, so what? We got 23 in, so 7 left. Who else have we not seen yet?
I don't know. Let me pull up a list.
Don't pull up a list. We're behind now. You'll actually see everyone.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Should have printed off a list before we started.
Yeah, we didn't think about that. 24? Jeff Hardy. Jeff.
Could you imagine if Matt came out instead?
I mean, he is cleared. But full face paint and everything. Delete, delete, delete. Holding his ribs. I missed this past week's SmackDown, so I'm not really sure why, but...
Maybe he just ate too much in catering.
Oh, I've been there. Definitely been there.
Really pushing delete.
Is he wearing Zubaz's shirt?
No, that looks like a snake skin. That actually looks like something we might order at a dance costume catalog, actually.
It looks like a super tight Zubaz shirt, but like made of pleather. It's kind of beautiful.
It looks like he's got the bands underneath.
Yeah, it's almost like...
it's like fishnet, but snake pattern.
It's snakeskin fishnetting. It's different.
Oh!
Pete Dunne breaks Aleister Black's fingers. That would be a good match.
I think Mr. Pete Dunne versus...
Aleister?
No!
No?
Don't interrupt me before I'm finished thinking.
Sorry, my love.
No, Dunn versus Ambrose.
That would be good.
They're both a little...
Little
edgy.
On the crazy side.
A little cray-cray.
The lunatic fringe versus the bruiserweight.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Aleister. Baron Corbin eliminates Aleister Black.
There's 21. Adios, 21.
But still, good showing. Is Gargano still in there?
No, he was eliminated like 2 hours ago.
Well, fair enough.
Keep up.
Apparently.
This? Oh!
Ooh!
Goodbye, Pete.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Dunn. That was number, what, 25?
McIntyre's clearing house here. Counting guy in the front row there is getting a little tired. He's...
well, yeah, for the women's match, he was really frustrating us with his exuberant counting. Oh, here we go. A little... 619. San Diego's finest.
That was the year after I graduated from high school. That is
not that you're trying to date yourself or anything.
Long time. No, it's just been a long time since Ray's won a rumble.
Well, it's been 13 years.
Oy. Come on, Ray.
Oh.
Fun fact. Rey Mysterio was my favorite wrestler in high school. Went to my safe grad wearing a Rey Mysterio t-shirt. It was the only wrestling t-shirt I owned.
Now, for somebody who's, you know, simple and from Ontario like myself, what the hell's a safe grad? Is that opposed to... do you guys have a choice? Like, you have a safe grad and then you have a dangerous grad where it's like...
Yeah,
the dangerous one, like, everyone gets a weapon and, like, it's like just total anarchy?
No. So safe grad is organized by the parents. It's not a school-sanctioned event. It's usually out in the field.
Oh, typically it's a field party, like basically field party, like supervised by parents.
Yeah, they get a DJ and they bring in as many pizzas as can fit in a pickup truck, and there's a bonfire and.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, as number 26 gets ready to come out.
Bobby Lashley. Captain Headband.
Which, by the way,
he's not wearing one. He lets me down.
Bobby Lashley and then Leo Rush when they had their little...
and Leo Rush is wearing a shirt. What is going on?
So yeah, but their little interaction and during the pre-show with... what's her name? Charlie and JBL. That was hilarious. When Leo Rush is like, do either one of you know what it's like to be a champion? There's a pause. Bobby Lashley. Well, yeah, he does. Like, he's been a multiple-time champion. Absolutely.
I don't even know what's going on. Lashley doesn't have his headband on.
And he's... Oh, I thought he was eliminated right away. Oh, there he's gone. Already.
Two thumbs down.
He was eliminated by... Oh, and he's pulling out Seth Rollins who eliminated him. But I think his arm actually got caught there if you watch unintentionally because he kind of hung there for a second.
Oh. Leo is doing some rearranging.
Some housekeeping over at the announce table.
Holding a Marie Kondo. That table does not bring him joy. Those monitors, no joy.
Yeah.
We are getting rid of it.
Both Lashley and Rush are being Joy Dysons, as we call them. Not the German announce table. Go to the Spanish one. They're used to it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They just took out the regular English announce table.
I love Jerry. Going on! Jerry Lawler. Going on!
Yeah.
I need that as a text tone on my phone.
Going on!
Oh, my God!
Ugh. good stuff.
That's okay. Seth's just going to catch a quick five over here. He's fine.
Here comes Braun, number 26.
My pick.
Your odds on favorite to win. 27, sorry.
Trey excited today when they officially came out saying that Braun would be replacing Cena.
I figured he'd be put in. Was it when there was a rumor about how Cena was injured, but he's actually doing a movie. That's why he wouldn't be in it. So I don't know why they waited so long, because like everyone knows that. I found that out a couple days ago.
Building suspense.
I guess so. Baron Corbin. Yeah, take him out.
There's just something about Baron that doesn't bug me in a good way or a bad way.
And he's gone, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just meh about him.
The one thing I'm surprised about is...
Uh-oh.
Sheldon.
Sheldon Benjamin is going after... Oof. He is about to get these hands.
He's about to get gat. And he's gone.
Gotten.
You know what the thing I'm surprised about, if you actually watch, is Baron Corbin and Drew McIntyre, both almost the same height. I mean, I know that, you know, Drew McIntyre is like 6'6".
And not follically challenged.
And not follically challenged. Yep. I think Baron Corbin should just give in to his and become one of the Bald Brethren. That's, I think he could serve us well.
Well, he kind of has.
Well, he's got the sides done and he hides the back, but whatever. As number 28 comes in.
Oh! Come on, Ray. You can do it, buddy.
Dolph Ziggler. We haven't seen him in a while. Jeff Hardy's gone. And Drew McIntyre is looking at Dolph Ziggler, who was saying that AEW actually looks, you know, it's a great opportunity. Got people talking.
Oh, no.
Oh!
No. Get down a little bit lower there, mister.
And...
Yay.
Ziggler eliminates Drew McIntyre, my dark horse. Well, that's not going to go well for me then. I hope that Rollins wins, I guess.
Oh. Is that a two-third jump?
I would assume a bit of column A, a bit of column B.
Hope it was gone. All you Ziggler fans, he'll be in Edmonton in March.
Indeed he will.
Comic strip.
Ooh.
It's a Wednesday, right?
Yeah, a random Wednesday for a one-night show with Sarah Tiana, who I guess does roast battle.
Roastus with the mostus.
I'm curious. I think it's going to be fun to see. Fortunately, one of us can't go.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah, fair enough. That's number 29.
Oh, man. Who's it going to be?
Randall Keith Orton.
Lame.
Not lame. No, not lame.
Yeah, but now...
I would have expected him a little earlier, but...
Yeah, maybe like 12, because by now he would have made it his way to the ring. He walks so slow. So slow!
He's a very brooding individual. You leave him be.
Him and his hoodie vest need to friggin' get to step in here.
Knees to chest, bitch! I think he slowed down after I said that.
Look at him.
He definitely slowed down after I said that.
Yes, you are the top of the food chain.
Yes, Braun, you are. Some more good one-liners from
no KO,
Jerry
then.
King.
No KO.
There's one more.
Oh, I guess that's true.
I'm really hoping his KO. He might show up tomorrow, though. As much as I want him.
I'm not feeling Velveteen Dream here either.
Mm.
Seen a steady decrease.
I feel like there's someone that was advertised. No, it's R-Truth. Right, never mind. We're not going to see it. Completely forgot it. Oh, jeez.
I didn't want to point out that you were wrong.
Well, you might as well. You pointed out a bunch of stuff I've been wrong about.
I just can't keep embarrassing you on your own show.
Oh, by this point, I'm used to it, I guess. That was impressive, though. It's like a Tower of Doom. Four-man Tower of Doom.
Ooh, oh!
And there goes Braun. Shoulders himself in the ring post, and he gone. Not out, not gone at the match, but just out of the ring and in pain.
And here comes...
What's R-Truth going to
do? R-Truth-Zizzle. R-Trizzle. And now everyone's getting out of the ring, which makes me wonder what's going on.
I wonder if he's going to rap for us.
Which, on the side note, apparently last night he was at Bellator because he did the rap for Jake Hager, a.k.a. Jack Swagger, who won his match. I could see him getting jumped.
Oh!
By
Nia?
So, is Nia really going to go into the male Royal Rumble? Cool, I guess. I mean...
Is R-Truth going to be the male Lana?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess Lana's... She's going in the match. She will be the fourth ever female into the match. Can you name the other three?
Beth Phoenix.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah. Someone you've never seen before, so you probably won't get it.
Oh, great. Like, that's awesome.
Thanks. You have seen her on Glow. She's the one who pretends that she's, like, on welfare and stuff. The welfare queen.
Oh, yes.
Karma.
Oh.
Wrestles elsewhere as Awesome Kong. So, I mean, yeah, you know what? Good for her. Fourth ever woman in the Royal Rumble. I personally don't think they need to do this anymore now that they have their own. But, hey, it's still cool, I guess.
I'm a little intrigued to see where this goes.
It's just going to be a one-off. I can't see it going anywhere. She's attacking now Mustafa Ali, and she eliminates Mustafa Ali, which...
And his Star Wars pants.
I don't know. I don't want to sound sexist, but it's like they have their own rumble now. Do we really need to do the crossover?
Oh, no.
Come on, Randy. Hit an RKO on her.
Just stare him down. Nah, yeah.
Nah, hit that RKO.
That's why they were all rolling out.
Come on, Orton. Do your thing. Out of nowhere.
Do you know what would be out of nowhere?
What's that? If she hits one?
Yeah. Or eliminates him or something, like, weird?
Well, big old shoulder tackle.
Oh, sets up Ray for my favorite move. Yeah, see? You tell him, Nia.
She's going to cut off Ray Mysterio before he hits the 619.
You think so?
Yeah, oh yeah. Told you. Oh...
He looks like
Dolph Ziggler hits a super kick on her. Ho, ho, ho!
Now she's going to get it. Oh, no.
I like it. Yeah, no, yes, Ray, you do that.
Equal rights.
Yeah, equal rights. Kick her in the face.
I'm interested to see her promo tomorrow night. Where she addresses this. Oh, no, here we go. RKO out of nowhere.
Oh, that was...
And stiff.
That seemed like he wrenched her down. That was kind of funny as he smiles. Punt her. Add the punt in. Bring that back. We knew he was a
snake. I don't.
You know what?
I don't get it.
I don't see a need for it, really, but.
I mean, she's not happy with how hers turned out? I don't know.
I guess, but I mean. If a male went to the female Royal Rumble, there would just be absolute, like, anarchy online.
People would be throwing popcorn.
Yeah. And I get it, when there was no female Royal Rumble, absolutely, throw them in. Why not? It's fun. But now, is there a need for it? I don't know. Maybe I'm just being sexist. I don't know.
Maybe she's just saying... I don't know. Maybe they're just going to make a push for... I don't know.
And Mysterio finally eliminates Nia Jax.
Nah,
a sentence I never thought I'd say.
He looks a little confused.
It's like he's almost torn about doing that.
Well, Ray seems like a good guy.
Well, yeah, but it's all about winning. You gotta win.
And
he just got RKO'd and eliminated. And Randy Orton just got eliminated by Andre. Was it Andrade? Whatever, Andrade not seeing almost. Andrade just eliminated Randy Orton. WrestleMania
Who's left? I'm confused.
Dolph, him, Braun, and Seth.
All right, Seth's having a... Seth's catching a quick 10 over there on the collapse table. I forgot about that.
And Braun's recuperating from recent shoulder trauma.
It's the battle of the ponytails.
Stay golden, pony boys.
Who can make their ponytail flip around more?
I think this will actually be a good match. Double headbutt. A big bitch slap. And a headbutt.
Forearm shiver.
Shivering forearms because it's cold.
Andrade's got a few good marks on his rib there.
And again, maybe this is just me. You can confirm or deny this. Oh, here comes on Strowman, destroys both of them. I thought the women's Royal Rumble was more exciting. Am I wrong in that?
Well, a little more unpredictable.
I agree.
And I didn't think it was going to be like that because we knew more of the ladies that were going to be involved.
But maybe it's also because it was, you know, probably 4 hours ago and we weren't exhausted.
No. Nope.
Like these pay-per-views are kind of long. Maybe we just expected more people in this that aren't, or I don't know.
I wonder, I just feel like the girl, like the ladies just had that, just, they just had that little edge of more, a little more creative freedom.
Maybe. Braun getting another ring,
and
looking to target.
And the other thing too is we also watched last year's Rumble right before we started this. So we were comparing the ladies' Rumble to last year's Rumble.
Which, head and shoulders, so much better.
Yeah. But we had just watched that.
You're right. We did just finish 2018 Rumble pay-per-view right into this one. So it's been basically a day of wrestling. And now that it is about 10 o'clock at night, because we started this one, we had to pause it a couple times. It is getting a little late.
But I still don't think,
I think you're right. I think there's something about their pay-per-view or their Rumble that was just a little bit, I don't know, they did it a little differently. It wasn't as predictable about who was going out when. Wasn't quite a zigzag. He took it kind of wrong, but I mean, it works. Here comes a frog splash, is what I'm guessing. Yes. Ooh. Landed forearms on Strowman's chest. That would probably sting a bit. Okay, so
with the ladies, you saw a little more teamwork and alliances.
Which is always fun to watch happen than the broken. Yeah, you're right.
And this has been the guys have, until this point, where now they're,
and I think there was
circling Braun like jackals.
Yeah, I think there was also some other stories, like, was it Maria was in there again, Canellis?
I don't even want to talk
about you know, and there goes Andrade. Not Cien Almas. But no, that's the fact that... the fact she was in there, and you know, her and Mike Canales asked for their release. Oh! Strowman puts both of them over the rope. They manage to hang on.
Why is it? I don't understand.
Low bridge. Oh no! There goes Ziggler. Oh!
No!
No!
Hold on,
Strowman
Braun.
Hangs.
Hold
you,
on, Braun.
You won this anyways. You got your main guy and your dark horse. Oh! Super kick. Strowman's on the outside holding on. He won the greatest Royal Rumble. That's why I don't think he's going to win.
I just love him.
Oh, I know. Don't get me wrong.
He's
I like him
like
too.
Big,
I just, I don't
just
think.
Like a...
I think the fact that Roman's won one. I think Ambrose almost won one. I think this is Seth's time to think he's going to win it. He's actually getting booed. That's strange. I guess Seth Rollins is one of those guys. He's so over that you can't help but cheer for him. It's an interesting.
But you can't.
Dichotomy, aka Morrow's word of the day, or word of the match. There's a tug of war on the edge here.
Oh no!
Oh, he's actually pulling Strowman over. Now they're both over, on the apron. Are we going to see the same kind of finish as the Oscar Nikki Bella of last year?
It's very precarious.
Oh, posts him. Super kick. He's down on his knees. He's... Oh, there it is. Seth Rollins is the winner with a blackout curb stomp on the apron.
He's so excited.
Oh, good for him. Oh, it's awesome.
Has he won a Rumble before?
He's never won a Rumble before.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't even know if he's ever been this close, to be honest.
Wow, look at that poster. Those people... You know what? Mad props to the people in the audience with great posters.
Who take their time to do that?
That put the effort in. Not just that guy that shows up with, like, their name and the arrow down.
Or a giant picture of their face.
No, I think those are funny, so then you can find yourself.
They can be. So okay. Final tally is 7-4 for predictions correctly. For myself over you. Although...
We were up to a rough start.
We were up to a very rough start.
This could have very easily been just 3-0.
It could have very easily been like 2-1. Really, there were several points to it.
We got real wrong.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it for Royal Rumble 2019.
But will it?
Well, yes, true. Will it? That is true. Guess we hang on until the end of it just to be sure.
Are we going to have a Ronda Rousey-esque moment?
I hope not. I think that definitely did spoil Asuka's moment last year.
Something random.
I hope that it's just him pointing at the thing or at the sign.
And some fireworks.
Fireworks go off and that's that.
We've got the copyright thing showing up.
But Rollins and Becky, winners of the Rumble. That's, I like that. The signature pose and point.
No fireworks.
Well, may not be allowed indoors with the door closed or the roof closed. But anyways, that'll wrap it up for the first ever Maniac Pay-Per-View Podcast Party. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you down the road.
If you like podcasts, and you are listening to our Backbreaker Media, then you should listen to me, Chris Parrish,
and myself, Maniac,
and the Sounds of Struggle, because we are literally the most entertaining duo you'll ever come across in Western Canadian wrestling, baby.
We talk about things like wrestling
and other sports we like.
Like wrestling.
But we won't talk about other sports that we don't like, because it's not that kind of podcast.
Like wrestling.
I mean, we like hockey.
And wrestling.
And we like football.
And wrestling.
And we also like to drink beer.
While wrestling.
Well, not while wrestling, but while watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get into a conversation with Maniac and Chris Parrish, then you need to tune into the Sounds of Struggle live on Backbreaker Media.
Every Thursday.
That's when we hope to draw, but sometimes Mike Mellowaney doesn't do his job right.
Or we're too drunk to forget.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
He can bleep out the swear word because we weren't supposed to do that.
Oh,
but
I'll try not to swear. I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's face it. The two of us, we're real.
And spectacular.
And we're a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
We're also struggle-licious.
That we are.
That was kind of a cute. Supposed to be a struggle-licious.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying.
If you don't want to listen to us, then no. You're stupid because we're entertaining. And if you want to listen to us, then come listen to us on Backbreaker Media.
Yeah.
Later,
he said.
Later, bitches.
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to listen to the first ever Maniac Pay-Per-View Podcast Party. Hopefully, we're going to be able to do more of those in the future. I'm kind of eyeing towards an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, hopefully. We'll see if we can get that going. A couple advertisements here is Backbreaker Media on the Wind Column Sports Network. It can be listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Podcast Player, Twitch, and YouTube. Also check out whatamaneuver.net for, of course, the Retro WE and OG The Struggle shirts, as well as Backbreaker Media, and they've got it all. Sweaters, t-shirts, baby onesies, throw them all on, represent with pride. Not the pride, though. Not that guy. Powerslam.tv and backbreakermedia.pivotshare.com. And you get all the local and a ton of just great wrestling for basically $6 a month. It's a steal of a deal. So go check all that out. A few shout-outs to, of course, the other podcast, Sounds of Struggle, always a good time. Shout-out to Over the Top Rope and Conversations with Love. They do some good work over there. Monday Night Shaw, always low listen to that guy. And Two Baked Hams, as much as we shit on Jack Pride on both this and the other podcast, it's a good time. Like, those two hams are just, they know what they're doing. They entertain. And anybody else I missed? Well, get at me. I'll get you next one in a couple weeks. And until next time, we will talk to you later. Thanks for tuning in.